This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Yeah, Stupid News time here at FM 99 WNOR. Stupid News proudly brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant. Presenting Michael Blackson, Friday night through Sunday, the Funny Bone, Virginia Beach's Town Center. Please log on to funnybone.com for more information. Item number one. From Rock Hill, South Carolina, where police have arrested 55-year-old Joel Puglia. Joel's been charged with burglary and petty larceny after authorities determined that he broke into the locked house of his next-door neighbor to make himself a sandwich. Police report lists stolen goods as one drink of clear moonshine.
Okay. All right. I could get being mad about that.
A kosher whole dill pickle, one scoop of pimento cheese, and two slices of white bread.
That's what I was waiting for.
That is the laundry list of the things that he stole.
The two slices of bread.
That's true.
So he stole some fixins, is what he stole.
Yeah. The homeowner called authorities after his house surveillance system detected motion inside. The homeowner said he decided to install these cameras after noticing things had been going missing around his house for some time now. Little things. Nothing big. Mr. Puglia, who is renting another property from the same guy, admitted to entering the house on other occasions and helping himself to other meals as well.
Well, like, you wouldn't notice the first time a pickle was gone, but then, like, when you're down to just having, like, two or three pickles left
and you haven't had a pickle yet?
Right. Yeah, you might notice at that point. A scoop of pimento cheese taken from the wrong side, you're going to maybe
Or a new
notice.
Carton.
Right.
New container, right? It's got a big spoonful missing. It's like, what the hell?
I didn't do this. What's happening?
That's just weird, man. It's weird, man. That is item number one.
Item number two takes us to Oregon, where there is a new service that they're offering for weddings. It is the Mountain Peaks Therapy Llamas and Alpacas, a nonprofit animal therapy organization.
Yeah.
They offer couples the opportunity to have therapy llamas and alpacas attend their wedding.
Well, given the two pieces from weddings that we played in this morning's Reach Around, you might need therapy animals present.
That's true.
Given what happened.
They have their star animals, Rojo the Llama and Napoleon the Alpaca, who come out dressed to impress to different weddings. They say our animal pros. They're pros when it comes to parties and special events. They're always decorated to compliment. Our llamas can easily handle all ages, any size of crowd. But looking at the picture, I would be a little bit upset because they dress... I guess that's the llama is dressed up as the bride, and the alpaca is dressed up as the groom.
Yeah.
Like, if there's another bride at my wedding, I'm not going to be too happy about that, you know?
True. Even if it's a llama bride?
Even if it's a llama bride. You know, you're the bride.
Yeah, I know. You would be upstaged by llamas.
You, a bit, you know?
Being present, yeah.
Put a party dress on her or something, you know? It doesn't need the veil and the...
I think the whole idea upstages you.
Yeah.
If maybe. It's your day. If they're present the whole time, it does. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean.
Llamas? I think that.
Well, they said they've been doing this since 2011. It costs like $200 to $300. And it goes to the animal organizations to help the therapy animals.
Oh, okay.
It's their biggest moneymaker.
It's their big moneymaker?
Yeah.
I got it. All right, finally this. I couldn't believe this when I saw it last night. There is a new app for your phone.
What a lovely way of saying how much you love.
An app that will find you either an egg donor or a sperm donor. It's just an app.
What a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me.
It's called Just a Baby.
Just a Baby.
It's just a baby. Just a baby.
Just a life-changing event.
It is a Tinder-style app that matches prospective parents together. So you can find a sperm donor who likes all the same video games that you like. Or you can find an egg donor or a surrogate to carry your eggs or, you know, baby who likes all the same TV shows as you. Because these are the important things.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, just a baby.
they're putting it very nonchalant, you know?
Yeah.
I get it. It could maybe help somebody who's searching, who needs this really badly and can't afford to go through one of the other...
True.
I don't know. I'm trying to reason it out.
I know. I am, too, and I'm still not getting it.
It's so nonchalant.
It's a little bit, yeah. For example, here we go. I have one of the actual ads. Just a baby. Millennials are often in a space where they're transient, where their relationships don't last as long, and they're putting off having children. The developer said, I noticed so much anxiety among my friends, I thought, why not rid the stigma around trying alternative approaches to making a baby and make an app? Just a Baby was born. It's free to use, free to install. The business model currently under development, so we're still trying to figure out how it makes money. But here you go. Mark is 39. He's married. He's a professional. He's a married professional. Committed member of a gay couple.
Okay.
Looking for a surrogate and an egg donor to help start a family. There's their picture. There's the
sure.
couple right there.
Right.
Mark says we would also be happy to help others with sperm donations.
But don't, isn't it? Yeah. I could have sworn that
there's all that you need. Yeah.
There are states that don't allow this willy nilly.
Yeah, that it's regulated.
Well, not only regulated, yeah. but you can come back and say, well, now you have to support the child.
Oh yes, that's happened.
Yeah, you might be able to make an agreement, but if the state doesn't view it that way,
that has happened.
Yeah.
Kylie, 42, looking for a surrogate. She has to have a hysterectomy, so she needs someone to carry her baby for her.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Here's Nick. I'm a professional. I would be interested in... Oh, I'd be interested in donating sperm. However, I don't want to be a parent, says Nick. He's kind of a stud, too. And by the way, it has everybody's picture, so you can see the people. It's mm-hmm. Tinder. It's the circular picture with a brief profile.
He just loves cups. That's all.
I love cups.
I'll be happy to help you out all day.
My aim is tremendous.
Whatever day
tremendous.
You need me, you just tell me. I'll be there.
You tell me how much of the liquid slinky you need, and I'll take care of it. Yeah.
I mean, it's nice for people who, you know, need the help, but it just seems a little, you know, just a baby.
I think that's going to be its downfall.
Yeah.
I think, Rod, I think you're onto something. Somebody's going to get sued.
It's happened.
Well, somebody, I mean, specific
yeah.
to this.
Yeah.
Someone will get sued. And then they'll say, well, it's just a baby. Or they'll try and use that as...
Right.
As
just a baby.
The court will look at how lightly the app is being viewed and say, you know, you have to understand the gravity of creating another human being. You're bringing a human being into this universe. This isn't a game. You know, that's crazy, man.
Daddy, how are babies
it's
made?
Just,
well,
first you pick up a phone.
First, go bring me your phone and I'll show you.
Let's download the app.
Yeah, just bring it on over here. I mean, there are some things, sure, there are some things that you could treat that lightly.
Meeting someone can be difficult.
Hey, how about we start off with a cocktail?
I don't drink.
How about a shrimp cocktail?
I'm allergic to shellfish.
Buffalo wings?
I'm a vegetarian.
Hey, how about we skip lunch, go back to my place and...
What?
Oh, I thought my cousin said you were easy.
Ugh.
There's a better way to hook up with other busy single professionals who are looking for some afternoon delight. Why don't you pick up the phone and call? It's Just a Nooner.
I'm an extremely busy professional with the libido of a rabbit. I found other dating services to be too formal with their questionnaires like what are your interests or what places you'd like to see. So I called It's Just a Nooner and found a great guy who wanted what I wanted in the middle of the day. To rip each other's clothes off and like chinchillas.
I don't like commitment, period. I ask myself, why can't I find a broad to shag on my lunch break? You have no idea how hard it is to find some chick to bang in the middle of the day. So then I called It's Just a Nooner and met Beverly. Man, she could do this thing with her hips.
It's Just a Nooner. Call now to meet thousands of busy young professionals who want what you want. No strings attached, no frills, uninhibited, dirty, wild sex in the middle of the day.
Thanks, It's Just a Nooner.
Call now.
See, there you go. It's Just a Nooner. I understand that. It's
oh,
just
yeah.
a baby. They say that this... legal experts say this thing should be called It's Just a Baby and then all the possible complications that could go with it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, kids are easy, Rick.
Yeah. Well, you know, the great thing is that your extended family won't complicate this at all because even though you want to be a sperm donor,
yeah.
what if grandma wants to be a grandma?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
To that baby.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Oh,
that is a
that.
Thing. There you go. Hey, those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why we call it
Stupid News.